Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guests today are Joe and Jim Rizzoli. That's R-I-Z-O-L-I. And their website is CCFIILE.com. And that stands for Concerned Citizens and Friends of Illegal Immigration Law Enforcement. What is the status right now of your cable program?
Well, we're good. I mean, when they hit me with a company last week, they hit you at the last minute saying you're doing something that needs to be corrected. 50% of the show has to be done by me or be in it or whatever. I had at the last, minute, because I already produced all my shows, I had to go back and, redo stuff in all my shows to get it all up at for the July showing. So everything seems to be fine, unless they sit there with a stopwatch and clock everything we're doing right to the second. So, I mean, I don't see it as a problem right now unless they get in touch with us,
Right. What is the listenership or the viewership of your program?
Well, I don't know. We don't know what
well, it goes in three towns.
Yeah,
I think
I would think it's pretty good. I mean, let's put it this way, okay? I walk into a store. I was in McDonald's. I do a lot of my work sitting in McDonald's, my editing and my programs. And, a guy sitting behind me goes, "Hey, weren't you on TV last night?" So, I always have people coming up to me saying they saw me here or saw me there. So, I mean, it's out there. Now, again, whether people want to admit they watch it, that's another story, because they won't. They're not going to admit they watch it, because, it goes against the grain of everything they're doing,
Okay. But you're following the FCC rules, and you're putting out a lot of information that I'm sure people appreciate. But, of course, people like Dr. David Duke, I've had him on my program a few times. He's right on as far as I'm concerned. He says a lot of, he tells the truth. He's talking about immigration. He's talking about a lot of very important things. But they have demonized his name, vilified him, and just, that's how they work.
Right.
You become a pariah.
His stuff is excellent. I mean, I don't mind, but, people don't understand that even David Duke, the woman that brought him up was a black woman. I mean, for him to say he's racist, he says the woman, I think her name was Pinky. I read his book. So, to call him a racist and to see the stuff he puts up, how can you challenge it? I mean, he talks about slavery, where it started, how it happened in Rhode Island. I mean, the people in Rhode Island and they built the first synagogue. Do you wonder why they built the first synagogue in Rhode Island? This is because the ships were coming in there, and that's where the slavery was coming out from.
Sure.
I mean, I learned quite a bit about history. Of course, they don't want to really talk about it, but that's the facts. I mean, what are you going to do? That's history. That's what we have. That's what's happened. That's what the Jews have done. And of course, they try to throw it off, Amistad, the movie, they try to make it look like it was Christians involved in the slave trade. Not that they probably weren't, I suppose. But, I mean, the predominant people in it were the Jews. I mean, that's the way it is.
Sure. Exactly. And they had support for what they were doing. A lot of support.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Even from George Washington. He visited there in August of 1790. He visited the Jews in the local synagogue, and they praised him for what he was doing and for establishing an unbiased government where they could do basically whatever they wanted to do. Oh, okay, we're going to a break. We will take calls after the break at 800-313-9443.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Jim and Joe Rizzoli. Their website is ccfiile.com. And gentlemen, we have some callers lining up. Why don't we take some callers?
Okay.
Let's take Terrence in, Fred. Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey, glad to be with you all. I'm here in Flint, Michigan, and about 12 years ago, I took the Comcast public access training program, and they started asking me what my production ideas were. So I told them I really wanted to focus on foreign policy as portrayed from the federal government, and they kept asking for specifics. So I told them, well, I really think all this bizarre foreign aid to the satanic Talmudic serpent Jew government of Israel should cease. And that, I guess, didn't go over very well because suddenly I wasn't able to get any airtime. And then about a year later, for some strange reason, supposedly all the funding dried up for public access in this county. So I recently heard about something called micro FM broadcasts, and also I wanted to ask the guests if they'd ever gone into the data in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, because I think what we need is and I'm working on this here locally through a couple local talk radio programs, organizing a book study or book review club at the local libraries where we review such books as Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. I tell you what, gentlemen, the data that he presents of the avaricious rabbis making these boldacious statements, like this one grand rabbi at some funeral about the wars being the Jews' harvest of Christian goyim, who are more than willing to slaughter each other for a Jewish international banker profit. I mean, they come right out and they talk about world empire, and the Jews everywhere will not have any opposition to the major positions of government, finance, education, entertainment. It'll all be theirs because ultimately it will fulfill, this is a quote from Lord Rothschild, in the, I think it was early 1900s, there was some publication in Paris, and in it, he cites an article from one of his Jewish operatives about the fact that when Messianic times arrive, the Talmudic dictate that all of the world's property will be in the hands of the Ashkenazi Jews. And I remember this song, something, a childhood song. He's got the whole world in his hands. Remember that? Got the whole wide world in his hands. Mm-hmm. What do you want to bet that came out of one of these Ashkenazi Jew organizations or songbooks? According to our Talmud, we are the chosen race. We are to own the whole world. We're going to have the whole world in our hands. And that's what they're hell-bent on achieving any way necessary, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But to get back to your cable problem, they can't stop you from putting on a cable show.
It's all defunded, and nobody seems to know. Just like, remember good old Dov Zakheim, the rabbi Pentagon comptroller? I don't know if you know this.
Right, that took $2.3 trillion over, sent it over to Israel?
Yeah, like close to $3 trillion, according to Dr. K. Jess Ingram. Yeah, right. We don't know where it went.
Yeah.
And according to Thomas Stauffer, who did an independent audit back in, 06, I guess it was, that has cost the American taxpayer at that point in time, 04, 06, $2 trillion to sustain our most, what do they call Israel? Our most formidable ally asset in the Middle East. No wonder we have enemies in the Middle East and around the world.
Right.
You know, Hillary, Robin, Clintonista, and all the other Zionist Jew operatives.
Now, Fred, you mentioned that, Fred, you mentioned you have a book discussion club associated with the local library and that you've discussed this book.
Yeah, I'm working on that, dear. The callers who call into these two local radio programs, I'm putting the call out. You should see how the hosts of these programs, it's like they've been ordered. Whenever I come on and I start talking about organizing a grassroots, I'm calling it GRIP, Grassroots Intervention Empowerment Program, GRIP. Okay, They shut me right there. They start talking over me. And they grab onto some tertiary tidbit that's remotely associated with what I was just, mentioning, and they run with that and ignore everything else. So, I'll be hammering away at this for sure, no doubt about it.
Well, that's great.
One last thing, fellas, I want to get my hands on a Talmud. What Talmud edition?
It's several volumes. It's at least 24 volumes. It's not like you can just buy a book.
The Babylonian you want.
Right.
Don't buy the one that they want you to buy.
Yeah,
I think the one you want is the Babylonian. I think it's the Babylonian Talmud.
Yeah, you're right. Hitchcock mentions that in his book.
Right. So, I mean, as far as picking up one volume, it's not going to work. But one...
Many volumes.
Yeah. Michael Hoffman has a very good book it's a 1,000-page book that
really
reveals a lot of what is in the Talmud.
Michael Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, maybe American Free Press in their book club, maybe they have that.
I don't know. Why don't you email me afterwards?
You know what?
I got a revisionist newsletter.
I'm going to call American Free Press. I don't have a computer, believe it or not. My hands don't work that well. So I'm going to just call American.
Give them a call.
Yep, dear. Thanks. I sure I'm glad to have listen to your guests. I hope you have them on more often, okay?
All righty. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks.
All righty. Joe, Jim, do you have any comments about what the caller said? Or?
Well, here's the problem with the libraries. The libraries have been taken over by the Jews.
A long time ago.
It's very difficult.
Carnegie took over the libraries.
Yeah.
In their behalf.
It's very difficult to have a meeting, or you got to play the game. They're the gatekeepers. But you do have a right to do it. Now, it takes a little fight because these people, they don't want anything negative about the Jews or this or that. But you do have a right to use the library. In fact, I think you could use the library freely. If you talk about the Constitution, because we used it once, and the guy who used it with us, we got to use it free because in their contracts, the state of Massachusetts, it states that you can, I think, use the public libraries as long as you deal with the constitutional stuff free. You don't have to pay a fee. So, I mean, that may be something to look into.
Yeah, it costs, I think, $50 for us to have a meeting there.
Yeah, to have a meeting, but to do the Constitution, I don't think it costs you anything.
Right.
They actually took over the library system, and I have tried to get books into the local library. One particular book was written by Dr. Mohammed Meraki, and it was entitled Afghanistan After Democracy. And they kept the book for about 3 months, and I kept calling and saying, well, are you going to add this to your collection? And they finally said, no, it's much too graphic. And yet they have all kinds of R-rated books and videos and that kind of thing, because it had pictures of the children that were born deformed because of the depleted uranium. And they didn't want any of the library papers.
Yeah, but they have the Holocaust books showing all the dead baby, dead bodies piled up.
Sure.
And all that
exactly.
stuff, yeah, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hypocritical.
Very.
Hypocritical.
All righty. Let's take another caller. Let's take Terrence in Georgia. Terrence, welcome to the program.
Oh, welcome, and thank you for taking my call. I wanted to focus on the illegal immigration issue. Because it seems that this illegal immigration is enslaving every man and woman in the entire country. They've invented this E-Verify where every man and woman has to prove that they're legal. And that just turns everybody into a slave and government into master. So the Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And I was wondering if your guests agree or disagree with that statement there.
Okay, we are coming up on a break, a 3-minute break. But thank you for your phone call, and of course, Terrence, you're welcome to stay over the break to continue your comments or questions. We will be right back after a short word from our sponsors. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Joe and Jim Rizzoli. Their website is ccfiile.com. That's ccfile with two I's, .com, ccfile.com. And we were talking with Terrence, who wanted to talk about the immigration issue.
Yes, okay. I'm here.
Yeah, I want to bring up the point about your Declaration of Independence thing, because it brings up an interesting topic. The Declaration of Independence does talk about immigration. It says that when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, the complaints against the governor, it says he prevented the population of the states for the purpose of obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners. And refused to pass others to encourage their migration. In other words, there is a way to do migration and naturalization. And, of course, when they wrote this, England wasn't doing it. So the Declaration does mention that fact, and immigration is a thing that we should be concerned with, but it has to be done in a law-abiding way. It wasn't haphazard. It wasn't... everybody just came in and on their own. I'll give you an interesting example of immigration. You know, in Egypt, the social contract had an interesting guy. He gave a talk, and he talked about immigration going back to the days of Egypt. And on one of the pyramids, it shows a man holding a document. And that document was for that person
Now, this is all Egyptian people looking, you know. And he's holding a document, and that document was the visa for him to get into the land of Egypt. He had to have a visa or some type of thing acknowledging that the Egyptians, you know, realized they were coming with workers and this and that. So having a visa goes back to the days of Egypt, you know. But now here's the point, the problem that I have. I don't agree with a law to make it so we have to have this identification thing that applies to us as U.S. citizens. Hey, you can do something with illegal aliens, but if it's going to be a thing where we get affected by this, license or something, whatever they want to do, I'd be against that because that's going to affect us, So even though I agree with the laws of immigration, we better be careful how far it goes for the American citizen. You know what I mean?
Well, my argument would be is there's no way that you can do legal immigration without creating a slave-master relationship, no matter at what, even the most basic level. We're being forced to prove that we have permission to sustain our lives from our master government. And the only way to catch illegal people is to, like cattle, put a tag on everyone's ear that says we're legal.
Well, maybe that's the whole purpose of, they always do things where there's a dual purpose. They always have kill two birds with one stone kind of a mentality. And so that's what you have to look at when you're talking about any issue. And they control both sides of every issue.
Yeah, but I think
I'd be against universal ID.
Well, the main complaint is that government is giving these people money. So the complaint is government is taking money from one guy and giving it to another guy. So the battle shouldn't be fought on who's legal or who isn't legal, because all men should be free to sustain their lives, especially in the United States, that is a country that's trying to have free people.
But I know that, but you have a right, like owning a house. You have a right to who comes into your house. It's not a free-for-all. And that's something, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, yes, and we have the right to stop people that are criminals and terrorists or whoever that shouldn't be in my house. You have that right to do that. Every state, every city, you know, back in the days of the Plymouth colonies, we had a thing called warning out. What they used to do is if you weren't born and bred in that community and you went somewhere else with your six kids and now you were on the payroll of that other town, they warned you out of that town and sent you back to where you came from. I mean, that's on the books. Look it up. Warning out. I have a whole book on
that. That is still slavery. That is still a master wearing a shirt that says, I am the state. And they're pointing a gun at you, saying you cannot be alive in this particular place.
But then you'd have chaos. But then you'd have chaos.
Well,
you have to have some way of legal to keep you know what you have. You just can't. I mean, you just can't go build a house. I mean, what do you say about that? You have building laws. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things. I think a lot of laws are way out of whack now. But if we don't have laws, we don't have moral laws. Everything's just going to go out the window.
Well, that would be the law of trespass. I mean, I can't just walk into your house and say, well, I'm free, like stupid people always do. They say, well, if I'm free, I can walk into your house and sit down and watch your TV. Well, no, you can't.
No, you
because you're stealing my labor. You're trespassing on my labor that built my house on the land that I purchased, and you're stealing that from me. That's called theft. So they turn freedom around. They describe theft and call it freedom, or they describe slavery and call it freedom. So they're misusing words and terms. It wouldn't be chaos because most men are peaceful.
All righty. Wow. We are going to a three-minute break,
thank
gentlemen.
You. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terrence. All right. We'll be right back after 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Joe and Jim Rizzoli. Their website is ccfiile.com. Did you want to make some comments about what Terrence said?
Well, I can see his thing about the, you know, freedom and slavery and this and that, but I mean, you know, we citizens, I mean, like I said about wanting out, that goes back to the 1600s. Mm-hmm. That was started within the selectmen in the town. You know, you remember, people are paying the taxes in the town, and, you know, and if they got a swill of people in, my God, the town would go bankrupt. I mean,
sure.
To have a right to stop, you know, bad people from coming into towns, you know, and you know, that was a way to rectify it, and, you know, that, and then they started charitable organizations back then to help people, and, you know, but basically warning out was, you know, they got rid of warning out in the 19th century, because I think by that time the Jews took over everything, and they figured, hey, let's help everybody, because that would screw up the United States and keep them all occupied and confused.
Sure. All righty. Let's take another caller. Let's take Ed from Texas. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hello there, Deanna. How are you? Jim and John? Is it Jim and John?
Joe and Jim.
Joe and Jim. Okay. I'm a first-time caller to your program, but that last caller was speaking my language, because I have a program of my own that we talk about that very subject, and I teach the law of this country as it was originally formulated and established. But what I want to do is to give your guests some information they need to research and bring up on their program. And that is that, you know, we don't realize how long these Ashkenazi Jews have been controlling things in this country and giving us a hard time. But if you'll go back and research, on my program one time we read an article, and it was a real well-written article about the history of what was going on during the time of the Civil War. And what this article pointed out very vividly was the fact that had it not been for the merchants who were the ones who were bringing in the slaves, they were going over in ships and picking up the slaves and bringing them to this.
Hello, country. Everyone. So, welcome to Good Money.
Okay. They were bringing them over in ships and selling them on the market, and they were
right. They had what is triangled.
They did what?
They had what is called the triangle trade.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it, but they were actually the ones who were the agitators of the Civil War, because they were raising hell big time in the newspapers and everything else about getting rid of the slave trade, or getting rid of the slavery issue and freeing the slaves. They didn't want that to happen because it was going to destroy their trade. So this article pointed out very vividly that they were the ones, and if you read the names of some of the people that were involved in it, they were Jewish. And
oh, yeah.
They were raising Cain, and they were the ones that instigated the Civil War and caused the South
well,
to fight.
You know, I kind of disagree with that, in that when you put a slave, you made an investment. The whole Civil War did was it equalized, and so that everybody could become a debt slave. And certainly there were a lot of people who were against slavery, and they were funding that movement. They funded Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote the book Uncle Tom's Cabin. They were playing both sides. Objective was to centralize a strong federal government in Washington so that it was basically a socialist revolution. And some of the same people who fought in the 1848 revolutions in Europe, which were unsuccessful, they then came over here and fought on the northern side, because this is what it was. It was a socialist revolution to cement power into one entity and to get rid of states' rights.
Yes,
so
and another thing.
You have to
another
look at a lot of various aspects of that whole war.
Yes, and another aspect of that, too, that I've heard nobody talk about except for one person, and he believes strongly that the whole purpose of the Civil War and all, if you look at what they did after the Civil War to what they did with slaves, in other words, Lincoln wanted to send them to another country because they realized they could not stay here.
So did Thomas Jefferson a long time before Lincoln did.
Yes. And they knew they couldn't stay here, so they were planning on, they already had the places to send them and everything. And when he was murdered, right after he was murdered, there were some people that came forward to push for an amendment to make citizens out of them. And one of the things that this one fellow that I've heard no one else speak about was that they had in mind one objective, or one, at least it was one of the facets of what they were doing with the Civil War, and that is that, you see, before Civil War, nobody could be in government except white males. That's all it could be in government, because that was the law. And they knew that, and they knew that there was no way they could get into government as long as that system was functioning under the original law. So whenever they were able to make citizens out of the blacks, if you'll notice what they've done.
Then they collect taxes and do all the other stuff that they've been doing to all the rest of us. They also destroyed the two sections of the country were completely different. The North was very secularized. The South was nothing more than a colony of the North. They were right. exploiting the all of the resources. There were gold, there were diamonds, all kinds of stuff. And the other thing is the South was very Christianized, and they wanted to get rid of that element in this society, which
right,
they
right.
did.
Right, right. Yeah, that's another facet of it. You know, they don't do anything that does that's not multi-pronged. They always do, whenever they do something, they want to, they have several goals in mind. And through the Civil War, they were able to accomplish every one of their goals that they had. And so the question in my mind is, why is it that instead of making citizens out of the blacks, why did they not do what Lincoln wanted to do, that they'd already planned to do? Why did they automatically decide they wanted to make citizens out of them? Because the plan that he had was really good. It wouldn't have cost that much.
It was not a functional plan. People had come over here. They had multiplied over 150 years. There was no way of sending them all back to where they came from. It was not a functional plan. I mean, they did one experiment. They sent a bunch of them somewhere, and all these poor people perished because they just dropped them off in Africa, in some desolated area of Africa, and they were just vulnerable. They perished.
Right.
So that was no workable plan at all.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that, you know, Lincoln realized, though, that it
Lincoln
that they
was
couldn't
a
stay
socialist.
Here.
He was a socialist who was working for the Jews, okay? He was working for Marx and Engels. They were applauding his efforts.
Yeah, he had a gun to his head, though. That was the reason.
Oh,
the only
funny.
Reason he was working, because he knew what had to happen, and he was trying to do some of that stuff. He tried to bring out the congressional money.
Okay.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think he was more for the country than what the history shows. I really do.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Ed.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can beat your Lincoln thing, okay? If you want to know where this country got ruined, and you want to know how far back the Jews go into ruining this country, you can go back to the 1780s. And let me explain even further. I'll explain. What happened in the United States was when we had our Plymouth colonies and all the stuff that was running back then, we had what was called oaths of office. Anybody that took an office had to swear an oath of office to Christian principles, whatever that oath was. You know, I hereby swear by Jesus Christ, blah, 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 blah. That was an oath of office. You could not get into any office in the Plymouth colonies or all the colonies unless you had an oath of office. Now, here is the problem. When the Jews started coming into the country, and there could be two of them, it wouldn't matter, and they came into New York predominantly, but what happened was, when the constitutions were being written and all this, the Jews said, you know what, we can't take the oaths of office because we're Jewish. We don't subscribe to Jesus Christ. So what happened was, and this is what happened where the Constitution went wrong with Article 6 of the Constitution. They got rid of the religious test. Now, the religious test, what it did was it made the Jews now political equals with everybody in the United States, and they gave them power. The ones who fought the religious test, the oaths of office, were Jews, and they fought it high-mindedly, and they got every state eventually in the Constitution to get rid of the oaths of office. That made the Jews liable to be able to run for office, and that's where we're at. And that's why the Constitution, I mean, all these Christian people think, oh, the Constitution was so great, and it's a Christian document. No, the Constitution got rid of the Christian, anything Christian, because it gave the Jews now power to run for office. Not only did it give the Jews power to run for office, it gave Muslims, it gave every single religious group power to run for office, and that's where we are now. And that was in 1787 that the Jews started finagling with the state constitutions, and they messed everything up, and that's where we are. So you can bring up Abraham Lincoln.
In August of 1790, when President George Washington met with the Jews at their synagogue in Newport, Rhode Island, They thought that he was absolutely wonderful. They gave him a letter praising him for what he was doing, praising him, because he was, and then he wrote back. He said, the government of the United States of America, which gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens and giving it on all occasions their effectual support. And he said, this was a precedent-setting letter because it made the Jews free and equal fellow citizens, okay? And that was in 1790. And they have been praising him ever since. They still teach about what he did for them that early because it made them free, fellow citizens.
Right, but the thing that makes that document, that what he said there, he says, to make them good citizens. See, there's the crux of the matter right now.
Right.
These people have been involved in terrorist activities. They're traitors. They betrayed this country. So if you want to use a sentence from that thing, use that one, because that sentence of good citizenship shows you that they have not been of good citizenship.
You know? Right. Okay.
Good point.
All righty. Ed, thank you for your phone call. Let's see. Let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Concerning immigration, for one, I, as a white person, do not really look forward to becoming a minority. I don't embrace it, and I don't embrace or fear being called a racist because I want to keep the United States of America white. When you think about the Founding Fathers, remember one of the early laws, I think it was in 1793, was on, it was an immigration act, and it said that the only people to be citizens were white males of good character. And so that's one of those early laws, as your guest had cited before, that also was something the opposite of a death knell. That's what was going to keep the country together as we, you know, like a juggernaut, head towards a racial Tower of Babel, as this nation is so mixed now because of immigration. It's going to become absolutely dysfunctional, and it's going to become ultimately Stalinist and dictatorial, because we're going to have a huge police state to keep all these vying ethnic groups at bay.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what that's what they're shooting for.
Right. But my one of my points is, though, the point is, in a sense, I'm one of the people who defends racism in a sense, it's intellectually, for one, because I believe people have a right to views of different, you know, subgroups, racial subgroups, just like a biologist would, you know. And that's part of the reason why I am and do hold racist views, what would be called, you know, abhorrent to many, but ultimately racist views, because I see different racial groups as having different evolutionary backgrounds and different characteristics and attributes. So, you know, I see the phobia towards anything racist as intellectually stifling. And it's in my opinion, as an amateur biologist, it's not biological, you know, because biology makes the different, like I said, evolutionary paths of different subgroups of humans vastly different with different characteristics. And to just stifle that thought by saying racist, you really kill intellectual thought. And
oh, absolutely. They have demonized that word, and it's terrible.
Yeah, so in a sense, I think for whites to survive as an ethnic group, we have to become at least racially aware. And here's an idea. Favor ourselves for a change instead of favoring every refugee from third world nations and putting them on a pedestal as the greatest thing since sliced bread. What about the displaced whites who have to deal with the dysfunctional new immigrants like the Somali gangs up in Minnesota and many of the myriad pathologies we see on the streets of America today, where we see these racial and cultural clashes between the newly introduced ethnic groups. And I would remind people that, and you're well aware of this, Deanna, that the Immigration Act of 65 was basically a Jewish protection.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And all of them before that time, from 1924 on.
It totally failed. It failed in every way, shape, or form. Kennedy said of that act that, oh, we wouldn't have an influx of this, and it wouldn't do this, and it wouldn't do that. It did everything he said. It did.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Paul, for your phone call.
Yep.
We are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back. And, Paul, if you have another comment, you're welcome to stay over. Be right back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. This is Deanna. My guests today have been Joe and Jim Rizzoli. Their website is CCFIILE, and that stands for... let me just scroll up here. Concerned citizens and friends of illegal immigration law enforcement. All righty, we have about three minutes. So let's kind of wrap things up. And what are your plans and what are your objectives?
Well, we just like to see people empowered. You know, it's like your show, Deanna. You give us all this information, and it's up to us to decide, you know, what are we going to do with it? And we just hope to empower people to stand up and do not kowtow to any of the situation and problems that affect our country. You know, fight illegal immigration. Fight the Jews when they try to push and bully, when they use the same tactics that they're trying to pass laws and bills for, like the bullying laws, when they themselves are the bullies. Write into newspapers. Say stuff. Try to get on, if you want to do stuff on a cable, you know, get on our website, and if you can email us, we'll be more than happy to try to help you, you know, help you get a show on or how to do it. And just continue the fight, because we're not going to fall on our knees to these people. We're going to, if we go down, we're going to be standing up. And we need to, you know, get our facts and figures together, take a strong stand. Don't worry about the Jews, because they're just going to try to expose you. And when you stand up to them, they run away.
Right. They're cowards. They're bullies. They're cowards. We notice in our town, they haven't said anything to us.
Right.
They haven't come against us. They haven't done anything, you know, because it's like for them to do it now, why? Why would they be doing it? I mean, it's free speech. So it would show you the bullying tactics again if they do it again. So, you know, we think we beat them here in some ways, you know, but we'll see what they're going to do in the future. We don't know what they're going to do in the future, but I'm not really worried about it either.
Right. So it's just kind of national organizations that have really gone after you, like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL.
Right, but they have a lot of clout. I mean, you know what I mean? By them saying something, you know, the groups we're in that have discussions with, they always bring up the ADL. They always bring up the SPLC, like these people are the last word. I mean, these people are criminals. I mean, the ADL is a criminal society. It started protecting a sexual despot, Leo Frank. I mean,
right.
People should say that. Say that. Say that right out loud. Say it foisted Mo Dalis. He got the Liberty Torture Liberty Award. The guy was a criminal. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, they formed the ADL to protect all the criminals that were coming into the country.
That's exactly
as a result of the immigration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you got to say that. You say the ADL is a bunch of criminals. See, they don't know what to do after that because how are they going to defend it? It's true.
Well, I appreciate your honesty and what you're doing. I applaud you. You're doing a great job, both of you.
Well, we're doing a great job because you're doing a great job.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing, and I really thank you for being on our program today, and we'll have to have you back.
Oh, it would be a pleasure.
All righty. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Bye now. Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you tomorrow.